KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skipped beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel, significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
In order to do that job, you had to be able to recognize at the line of scrimmage, get everybody right before snap and post-snap, read through your defense, go through your progressions, and then make an accurate throw. Sometimes on the run because your offensive, you know, protection broke down. Nowadays, it's in the shotgun, so you're not even doing dropbacks. You're protected from the initial rush. You have one read in... Then you start moving, maybe you have another read, and if you don't like it, you run. And so it's easier for these kids to play right away. And so, you want to draft a guy, ideally you want him to sit, but if it's not a drop back, pure drop back system, they don't have to. You know what I mean? Mm. Jordan Love benefited from that in Green Bay, because what Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers were doing was like a drop back system, right? There was no misdirection, there was no motion, there was no... You know, rolling out of the pocket. There was none of that stuff. It was very static, and Aaron just executed it. And so Jordan Love wouldn't have been able to do that. So he sat, and I think he benefited from that because he also has all these other athletic things that he can do as well once they reconfigured that offense a little bit. So I don't know if a young quarterback necessarily needs to sit like they used to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think we've seen enough successes in the last couple of years to say, hey, if Jaden Daniels can do it, if C.J. Stroud could do it.
No, not everyone
Brock
has
Purdy
to say.
Can do it.
You're right.
But I'm trying to think of the last one other than Julian Love.
Jordan Love.
I mean, Jordan Love. When I thought Julian Love saved
me. I know.
Jordan Love, who has sat
right.
And benefited from it. Because nowadays, if you sit, it's like they forget about you.
Did Drake May benefit sitting a few weeks? It was only a couple of weeks. And even Daniel Jones only sat a couple of weeks. It's not like he sat the whole season. He sat a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Even Eli Manning. It wasn't that long. I mean, it was 10 weeks, so it's more than a few.
I'll give you one that could have. Yeah, and I think we learned. Bryce Young.
Well, I'll give you another one that could have. Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson was not ready to play right away.
Yeah, but Zach was because there was no competition.
I know why. I'm saying he would have benefited from not playing right away.
Well, he would have benefited from earning the job.
Yes.
I think that's the bigger thing with Zach.
If you recall, I think it was last week, we took a call from a guy who just gave a very innocent opinion. And that opinion that he had about being a diehard Giant fan rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles caused quite a hubbub.
The context matters.
What was the context?
He's rooting for the Eagles because he can't stand to see the Chiefs keep winning.
That's right. And that man is calling back to defend his honor because he took a lot of shrapnel by many other callers throughout that day. And that is Lawrence in Oklahoma City. Lawrence, you're here to defend your honor, and the floor is yours, sir.
Welcome back, Lawrence.
I call the fan like three times a week, so this is like some serious WFAN war for me. And I'm actually pretty proud of this call. Because listen, man, I'm a Giants fan out in Oklahoma. Most of you guys calling in, you're in New York. You're surrounded by other Giants and Jets fans. In Oklahoma, the only thing I'm surrounded by is Cowboy fans. Mm. You know what? I hate the Cowboys. I don't like the Eagles. I hate the Cowboys. But the Eagles have one thing that I think all Giants fans like, and that's Saquon Barkley. You're going to tell me you want to see Patrick Mahomes put on another ring? And you don't want to see Barkley, one of our guys, our old guys, get put a ring on? That's ridiculous to me. So whatever, you guys can call and say, I'm not a fan. Tiki, you can be a fan. So I'm unsuspendable, actually. How it works out is I'm built into the foundation, and I'm just keeping it real. And I put my line in the sand with things I hate, and I hate the Cowboys, and I don't like the Eagles.
Lawrence, before you hang up, can I just ask you something as a Giants fan?
Yeah, of course.
Who brought you better memories, Steve Spagnuolo or Saquon Barkley?
Saquon Barkley, bro.
I mean, how old are you?
32.
Lawrence, come back to earth, please. I mean, they beat the undefeated Patriots.
Everybody's got favorite players, man. Everybody's got favorite players that just keep, you know what I'm saying? I love Barkley.
I think you're
man.
Getting at something, Oof. Lawrence, is and that's the favorite player thing.
Yeah.
I mean, see, it goes back.
Lawrence, I'm with you, by the way, and thank you very much.
I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys, boys. I hate them. I hate the Cowboys.
I
can't live with them.
I understand.
I hate them, and I'm out here surrounded by them, and I'm all the way in Oklahoma, and I'm still calling into the fan three times
That's
a week.
That's right.
Talking that. About I'm not a Giants fan.
Yeah,
how am I not a Giants fan? I'm in here every week.
Lawrence,
they don't even call.
Hold on, Lawrence. I'm going to keep you on hold right now. Not on hold, but online, because I want you to be here when this happens. We've asked for apologies today, because today's been a very feisty show. Sean, can you apologize to Lawrence? You can hear it in his voice.
He's not a diehard Giants fan.
Excuse me?
Lawrence, let me ask you, if you hate the Cowboys that much, if Saquon Barkley signed with the Cowboys and the Cowboys are in the...
Lawrence has gotten so pissed off, he's using a little bit of inappropriate language, but I'm defending him. Because hearing his voice, he's a diehard fan.
No,
his reasons why.
Tiki's hit on this in the past, and he just briefly hit on it there, and Lawrence basically admitted it. We are in a generation now... And maybe the Giants are partially to blame because they've been bad for so long, where people and fans are prioritizing players over the laundry.
Over the team, yes.
Yeah. And when I grew up, that was the old Joe term, you rooted for the laundry. Didn't matter who the players were. You rooted for whoever put on that NY on the side of their helmet. I think Lawrence is just from that part of the generation now where I'm not telling you he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you it's a different part of fandom that I will never, ever understand.
I don't know if that's because the Giants have been bad. I think it's just how kids are now, I don't know, focused in.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
On gaming and fantasy and everything else. And so you can have a favorite player that's not on your team. You know what I mean? Not that you're not rooting for your team also, but Tyreek Hill is just awesome. Oh, he's fantastic. I love watching him do whatever he does. So I hate the Dolphins, but I love Tyreek Hill type of thing. So I think that's what's happened a lot with fandom. And look, I give Lawrence credit. He's dealing with a lot of Cowboy. He's right. There are a lot of Cowboy fans in Oklahoma. And so to him, he doesn't feel this immediacy that we feel when we talk about the Eagles. Right? He doesn't get the FOMO cheeks in his face.
Yeah.
You know, trying to beat him up.
That's what you need to understand.
And so for him, it's the Cowboy fan.
Yes.
That does all that.
But he's surrounded by the Cowboy fan, while we, on the other hand, are closer in proximity
to Philadelphia. We are surrounded by Eagle fans.
I don't deny that. By the way, I hate the Cowboys, too, and I get that he hates the Cowboys, but here's the problem.
But I think it's different if you're there.
But
think how bad we hate the Cowboy fan because the Cowboy fan is here.
Right.
Imagine if you're there.
And forget that for a second, though. It's not like the Eagles are playing. I know this could never happen. The Cowboys in the Super Bowl. How does that lead to him hating the Chiefs so much that he'd root for the Philadelphia Eagles simply because Saquon was his favorite player? That's what I can't grasp.
The biggest problem I have with you, and this is where you owe him an apology, is you guys can disagree, but you went below the belt saying he's not a real fan. You can tell that hurt him.
And by the way, he called back, and I give him a lot of credit and courage.
He also, and we had to dump it. We had to dump it, though, referred to his father's genitalia in terms of how he was born to show
where he came from.
Right, of where he came. That's how passionate this guy became.
Look,
so can you just give him an apology and say he's a real fan?
Absolutely not.
Did we dump that?
Yeah, I think we had to.
We had to.
That was solid,
Evan,
though.
Yeah.
He's entitled to his opinion.
From my father's.
Yeah, I might have to dump you, Barbara. Watch out. He's entitled to his opinion that he's a real fan. In my opinion, and I don't think I am the gatekeeper, I think a lot of people would agree with me, any Giant fan rooting for the Eagles, regardless how much you love Saquon, deep down, you don't breathe, eat, sleep the New York Giants like the rest of us because you would have true hatred of the Philadelphia Eagles.
While I agree that if I were you and I were you guys, I'd be rooting in that way. I think what you're saying to Lawrence is deeply unfair, and you still owe him an apology.
And when you apologize to Met fans for how much you disrespected Francisco Lindor, and you can go back in the Odyssey Rewind app, Met fans,
well,
you want to see that Evan doesn't think he's any good.
There are people who still want to yell at me about
it. Can I just say one thing really, really quickly, because Sean brought this up, and he's going to bring it up again here, because he brought up Spags. And I understand Spags could go to the Hall of Fame as a defensive coordinator. He's one of the more famous defensive coordinators.
Not going
to
happen.
There are a lot of fans.
There are no offensive or defensive coordinators in the Pro Football
But if there were, he'd be worthy.
Right.
There are a lot of fans like Evan and Sean who remember defensive coordinators from 15 years ago, and then there's probably the rest of us that don't. So they're going to remember what Saquon Barkley did, the freaking star running back, more than they're going to remember a defensive coordinator because they don't rewatch the Super Bowl seven times.
Nobody's rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs because of Steve Spags.
Of course, that's his way of moving
the
goalposts.
That's a very rare thing. Right. Yeah. Maybe there's five people,
like
but it's
Giant
not,
fans.
It's not a lot of people.
Right. For those who are trying to fact check me and say Dick LeBeau is in the Hall of Fame as a coordinator, he's in as a player.
Oh. He just happened to be a great coordinator.
Also.
No, that's true. Now, Sean referred to some Met fans being angry at me because earlier in the show, very flippantly, I said, Juan Soto is better than Francisco Lindor, which is just a true statement. I think Ron in Brooklyn is one of those guys that's mad at me, I think. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's good?
I'm not mad. Hey, I'm a big fan, man. I'm not mad. But it's not. I think Juan Soto was... is a better hitter, an all-around hitter than Lindor, but he's not a better all-around ball player than Lindor.
Well,
and I'm a diehard Mets fan.
There's no question that Lindor is better defensively and is a better base runner, but I think Soto is so much better a hitter that if you're giving me the choice, and if I'm giving you the choice on who I'd rather have for the next 5 years or 10 years, however you want to phrase it, I would still say Soto. I think he's one of the. I think he's a Hall of Fame hitter. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to say Lindor, of course Lindor is better defensively. I'm not arguing that. But overall, who's better?
I think as an all-around ball player, Lindor's better.
Well, yes, he's a better defensive player, yeah, and he runs the bases better. What I'm saying is that enough to say he's better? I don't want to use an extreme example, but if somebody is clearly not as good of a hitter as someone else, but they're good defensively, yeah, and they can steal a few bases, does that make the guy better? It's, I mean, Juan Soto has a 950 career OPS.
Okay, but he stole seven bases last year, and Lindor stole 29.
Great. What does that mean?
He almost had a 30-30 season.
That makes Lindor better?
No, it doesn't.
Who had
at
a better
all
year last year?
Francisco Lindor.
Not based on war, he didn't.
Forget war. You
why
told me to.
Okay, based on OPS, he didn't.
You told me a week ago you hate war.
Well, I don't love it. I think it's got its flaws. But
so you use it when it's convenient.
Because
it doesn't. Look,
here's why war, I use it. No, there's a reason, right, I'm using it for you. Because if we sat here and went through stats between Lindor and Soto, yeah, there's no fight. I kick ass. That's over. Because Soto hasn't beaten every single stat. I acknowledge that Lindor's defense and speed brings him closer.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how much closer? That's where something like war kind of helps you distinguish that.
Yes.
And it makes it a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. But Soto is still better. So if we didn't use war and we just did stats, you could take your stolen bases and use it all day.
Right.
I'd have every other stat. Every single one of them. I'd have home runs. I'd have RBIs. I'd have batting average. I'd have on base. I'd have OPS. I'd have OPS plus. I'd win everything.
Mm-hmm.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.